This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in a special program commemorating the 350th Martyrdom Day of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji in Kurukshetra, Haryana this evening. He also offered prayers on the occasion. During the program, Mr. Modi released a special coin and a commemorative stamp marking the 350th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji considered protection of truth, justice, faith as his dharma and laid down his life for it.
Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji ne satya, nyay aur aastha ki raksha ko apna dharma mana aur is dharma ki raksha unhone अपने प्राण देकर की. इस ऐतिहासिक अवसर पर भारत सरकार ने श्री गुरु तेग बहादुर जी के चरणों में एक स्मृति डाक टिकट और विशेष सिक्का भी समर्पित करने का सौभाग्य पाया है.
The Prime Minister also inaugurated Panchajanya Memorial in Kurukshetra dedicated to the sacred conch of Lord Krishna in Jyotisar. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi hoisted the Dharma Dhwaj on the spire of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh, marking the completion of the temple's construction. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, the flag represents the renaissance of Indian civilization and stands as a testament that truth ultimately triumphs over falsehood. Mr. Modi said, Ram does not discriminate and the government is also moving forward with the same spirit. He said the nation should be proud of its culture and leave the mindset of slavery. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that every Indian Navy and Coast Guard ship currently under construction is being built in Indian shipyards. Speaking at Samudra Utkarsh seminar in New Delhi today, he said India's shipbuilding ecosystem today stands on the strength of multiple world-class platforms that reflect the country's technological maturity and industrial depth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Constitution Day celebrations tomorrow at Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the reading of the preamble to the Constitution during the program. Speaking at an event in Jaipur today to mark the Constitution Day, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla called on India's youth to deeply understand the making of the Constitution and its core principles, urging them to play an active role in the nation's journey towards becoming a developed country. The implementation of the new labour codes will significantly boost the economy and reduce unemployment rate in the country. According to a report by the State Bank of India, the new labour codes, which came into effect on the 21st of this month, could reduce unemployment by up to 1.3%, which would translate into additional employment generation of 77 lakhs. Afghan Minister of Industry and Commerce Alhaj Nuruddin Azizi concluded his week-long visit to India today. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that during the visit, Minister Azizi met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Minister Azizi held delegation-level talks with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal. They announced the initiation of the air freight corridor on the Kabul-Delhi and Kabul-Amritsar sectors. Kabul has strongly condemned the Pakistani airstrikes in the Afghan provinces of Paktika, Khost and Kunar, describing them as an infringement of the country's sovereignty and a violation of all internationally recognized norms. According to the Afghan government, at least 10 civilians, including 9 children, were killed last night after Pakistani forces struck a residential area in Khost, while separate airstrikes in Kunar and Paktika injured 4 civilians. In a social media post, spokesman for the caretaker Afghan government, Zabihullah Mujahid, stressed that a necessary response would be given at a proper time. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 549 runs set by South Africa, India were 27 for 2 in their second innings at stumps on day 4 of the second and final test in Guwahati. Sai Sudarshan and Kuldeep Yadav were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. Earlier, South Africa declared their second innings after scoring 260 for 5 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.